My advice really is, yes, it's a great time to get a good deal, but you've got to be very careful to separate the kind of good deals from what I call the duds. There's plenty of products available today which are advertised as these fantastic deals, and you can get them all year round at the same price or sometimes even lower. So yes, be out there, but make sure that you do the kind of what you do normally. Normally you would do your research, you check out prices elsewhere. And on Amazon, for example, as well, there's a price tracking tool, so you can check prices of products over a period of time. So it's really what you need to really do is separate what is a good deal and what isn't a good deal.
So from a consumer's point of view, is it a good idea to get out there today and try and look for some deals, or should people avoid it altogether?
I would say, yeah, by all means, go out there and look for good deals, but always, you know, don't let your kind of heart rule your head. You know, if you're determined to buy a certain electrical product or an item of clothing or a holiday, you know, think to yourself, what price do you think you should be paying? And then check out the prices that are available elsewhere. Sometimes you find that Black Friday deals are more expensive than deals that are not Black Friday. And that is a case then of people are being ruled by their emotions, thinking, you know, this is a great, I've got to get in there. If I don't buy it today, I'll never get it again. So I think, yeah, you have to be objective. You've got to think to yourself, do I really want this product? And then what's the best price I can get for it?
And do you think it is that sort of pressure selling of, you know, people thinking, I'm not going to get this deal again, today's the only day, and they maybe rush into it?
Absolutely. I mean, if you see some of the sort of video footage that we'll see from people in some of these stores, people just go crazy. And the question we'd ask ourselves is why? You know, especially we're living in, you know, tough economic times, and, you know, do you need the product? Do you want it? And of course, you know, everybody, you know, shopping is part of our culture, and, you know, it's a way that we enjoy ourselves and buy things we need and for our sort of friends and family. But I think, you always have to use your head, but it's hard to use your head, I think, when the hysteria is kind of, you know, whipped up through the news, through social media. And then, of course, people always love to boast that they got a great bargain. People never told you when they've basically been sold a dud. And I think that's what we have to remember. Yes, there are good deals out there, but, you know, do what you should always do, which is your, you know, proper grounded research. But I'd say the problem is it's a case of people are being ruled by the heart and their emotion, you know, I desperately want that product, rather than their head.